Hey, Bucks fans, rough week it has been after Monday night and the devastation of those big injuries to Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. This is the Ira Kaufman Podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper of Joe Bucks Fan is here. Ira Kaufman, the sage of Tampa Bay sports himself. Mr. Bill Curry Ford, the king of Newport Richey. Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton. And it's all presented by Bill Curry Ford. They are 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway, family-owned Bill Curry Ford. They've still got their storm savings, $1,000 off. Check it out at BillCurryFord.com. Plus, they have all kinds of offers, incredible pricing if you've got verified loss due to one of the hurricanes. They've got their usual transparent pricing. They've got the best service department around, 100 loaner vehicles. They will take you to the dealership if you want to shop. They'll pick you up. They could do some work at your home if you've got service work. They've got everything at Bill Curry Ford. The giant is back, and that giant means a tens of millions of dollar remodeling job, re-envisioning. It's nothing that you've experienced before. GM Sean Sullivan, he will help you any way he can. You can reach out to him through the website, BillCurryFord.com. Ask at all times for the Ira Kaufman discount, and Sean is your Bucks cousin in the car business. Take advantage of that. BillCurryFord.com. And Florida's Elite Restoration, thank you. Thank you, Florida's Elite Restoration, for your support. And they are there for you 24/7 when you have any kind of disaster issue that needs immediate mitigation and immediate attention as it relates to an insurance claim, for sure. Mold comes up at all times, but especially after a storm. Water might have gotten in where you don't know. Next thing you know, you've got mold. Storm damage, fire, flood, these things happen all the time, not just during hurricanes. Call Florida's Elite Restoration 24/7, and you'll get a free evaluation of what's going on. If you end up using their services after you mention Ira Kaufman or Joe Bucks Fan when you first call, if you need them, you'll get $500 back. Maybe that's for your deductible or just cash back. The most important thing is to go to Florida'sElitereStoration.com, see their services, understand that they're a one-stop shop. They cover the entire Tampa Bay area out to Orlando and beyond. And don't hesitate to learn about them. Put them in your disaster plan. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. All right. Tough week at JoeBucksFan.com. World headquarters. Really difficult. This podcast is Ira and Lee reacting to the game that was Monday night. Looking a little bit at the state of the Bucks now. And we'll get back after it before Sunday's massive, massive game against the Falcons. Here are the boys. Enjoy.
Ira. We're sitting here looking for some inspiration. We're literally, quite literally, sitting in the Bucks coach's box, which is above the 30-yard line. And given the fact that, you know, we're trying to get inspiration from this room, I already missed a tackle. His defense, and it's coached by a defensive guy, meaning the head coach is a defensive guy. It's horrible.
Well, it was horrible in Atlanta a few games ago. And it was awful, giving up 508 yards and 41 points. The Ravens did not play a clean game. Far from it, Lee.
Exactly.
Far from it. They had that stupid lateral that McCollum fell on. I thought it was a touchdown, but they called him down. Nine penalties for 85 yards. Some big penalties. And what struck me, Lee, is a lot of times, I mean a lot of times, it's like second and 18 for the Ravens. It's third and 30 for the Ravens. And the Bucks, you know, would give up like an 18-yard pass that may set up a nice field goal. So on third and 30, you got to close the deal. You can't let them score any points at that point. They're out of field goal range. No, they put them in field goal range. The second and 18 from the goal line after a holding call that pushed them back to the 18. A little flip to the running back. You can't score on that play.
Thank you.
All your defenders are back there. They're not defending a large portion of the field. And the guy scores. That's terrible. But, Lee, ultimately, when we look at what happened on Monday Night Football, it's not the loss. The Bucs were underdogs. It would have been a hell of a win, but they lost to a good team. That's five in a row for Baltimore. They're on a roll. It wouldn't shock anybody if they're in the AFC title game, maybe against the Chiefs. It's not the score, Lee. It's what happened on this field in terms of injury. Tyke Smith with a concussion, that's going to be overshadowed, as it should be. You saw Godwin. You saw the situation. Very emotional. His family downstairs where we were after the game. Evans, who hasn't been right for about a month, Lee.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. And I saw some tweets, Lee. I don't know what you think, but some Buck fans were questioning, Why didn't you take Evans out after he scored the touchdown, after he caught that touchdown pass? It was clear he was hobbled. He was still hobbled. You never anticipate an injury, Lee. He was cleared by the doctors. He wants to play, just like Godwin wants to play at the end when they're trying to rally in a game that you and I thought was over, you know, for most of the fourth quarter. Now they got to move on, Lee. They got to move on with out Mayfield's two big weapons. And don't underestimate the, you know, the potential loss of Tyke Smith with a concussion, because here comes
Atlanta.
Yeah, here comes
And then San Francisco, then Kansas City. I take it back. Kansas City, then San Francisco. You want to describe what we saw, the locker room, the tunnel? And I'll follow up with that. It was funereal.
Funereal?
Funereal, okay.
Yeah. Well, I led my column basically saying what I saw as the players were trudging into the locker room. Heads were down. Hearts were broken. Then we saw what we think was Godwin's family running down the concourse.
I had a cop tell me it was his family.
Yes. You know, very emotional. I mean, Godwin, Lee, he's a guy who's been having a tremendous season. And who went through something like this, you know, late in the 2021 season. And didn't play in that game against the Rams in the playoff game. And who knows if things would have been different if he would have played in that game.
Yeah.
And he's a guy you root for.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Teammates love him.
Great face for the organization.
Oh,
as
yeah.
is Evans. Here's the way I'm thinking, Lee. Evans, I think he's out to the bye. I had somebody tell me that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And lucky if he comes back at that point.
Wow.
I don't know what to say about Godwin's injury. It looked gruesome.
I was not there. You were there. And I did see the quote sheet where Bowles said they think it's dislocated.
That's right. Well, you saw me talking to Bruce Arians down on the concourse.
Yeah.
I was glad the old ball coach was here. He was very upset. I used the word distraught to you. I think it's apropos. He was distraught.
He was sick
not for the loss. Not for the loss.
For Chris.
For Chris and then Mike, of course. Devastating. Lee, devastating. Now, you talk to guys in the locker room. I talked to Bredesen. I talked to McMillan, who's one of the guys that's going to have to step up.
Have to.
Is McMillan, Trey Palmer, and Shepard. They all have a lot to prove, Lee. They all do. They're not going to be Godwin and Evans.
No.
But keep the chains moving.
Yeah.
Keep the chains moving.
I talked to Yaya about that, by the way, and he's like, well, the next man up. I said, well, Yaya, the next man's not a Hall of Fame receiver.
Yeah.
He agreed with me.
This is a resilient bunch, Lee, but, you know, resiliency only takes you so far. You got to have production, you know. Mayfield's struggling a little bit, Lee. He's struggling a little bit. That pass to Godwin, the second pick. That ball should never have been thrown.
It was almost triple coverage, like he was forcing it.
The one in the right corner, which I believe was to McMillan, the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Deep in the right corner. There's a defender standing right in front of McMillan. How's McMillan going to catch the ball?
Not only that, Bucky Irving was wide open in the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Also, before Mayfield threw it, Bucky Irving flashed at the goal line. He was open at the goal line. He wasn't in the end zone, but right in front of the goal line, which, you know, maybe he could have fallen in the end zone, but twice on that play, Bucky Irving got himself open, and Mayfield didn't see him, obviously.
Now, to your original point, which I think, as far as the game's concerned and maybe this team's concerned, it's the seminal point. What's going on with this defense? What is going on? Now, they pitched a shutout in the second half at New Orleans, of which you attended. And that was impressive because the Saints had all the momentum going into the half. And the Bucs laid the wood on them pretty darn good and won by 24
well,
points.
Well, also, I will reinforce what you told Chris Russo last week on SiriusXM Radio about that game and about the Saints and about the second half. You said, and I quote, I saw quit, Chris.
Now, Lee, I don't like saying this. I saw a little quit when it came to tackling Derrick Henry, who's a great player.
Yeah.
But do you agree? I think he wore them down. I think he wore them down mentally.
Yes.
He's also 245 pounds.
Yeah. I'll say this real quick. I talked to four separate players, two offense, two defense. And I said to them, I said, here's what it looked like up in the press box. I want you guys to give me some feedback. It looked like after Evans' injury, air was let out of the balloon. Is that fair? All four of them said, yeah, it's fair. One of them actually used the word deflated.
That's the perfect word. Bucks started the game very well, late.
Yeah.
Very well.
Looked like they had a good game plan and it blew up in their face.
I thought they were up 14-0, but the penalty wiped out a Godwin potential touchdown. But they still kicked the field goal. They're up 10-0 after a quarter. The yardage was 140 to 22 after the first quarter. You know, I don't know what Aikman was saying in the booth, but I'm sure he was pretty darn impressed with the home team at that point.
You were talking about earlier about quitting in business decisions. I saw Jordan Whitehead specifically make a business decision. He had a free shot at Derrick Henry.
It was half-hearted. half-hearted effort.
I would say no-hearted. He pulled up. I wrote this, Ira, you'd like it. If he plays that way next week when Atlanta comes here, he's got to remember to pack his muleta.
I understand.
Because that was an ole, and I hate to say this because I love the guy, and I beat the drum up for this guy for years.
I know what you're going to say.
The first time I've ever seen Lavonte David look old.
54 had a bad game. He had a bad game. You never noticed him.
Two tackles. Did Todd Bowles, in his post-game remarks, explain what was the rationale for ignoring Mark Andrews over the middle?
No, absolutely
How could
not.
You? How could they not? I mean,
that first touchdown to Andrews, nobody around him.
Nobody. And that wasn't the only time.
What about the Bateman catch? He made McCollum look really bad over there.
You know what? And I know what you're saying about McCollum. You're not wrong. But you know what? At least he showed heart. That you referenced it a little bit ago. That scoop and score that we thought was a touchdown, it was called back. Have you ever seen a cornerback drag guys like that? He showed like he had some heart. Yaya showed he had heart. Joe Tryon, I thought, was hustling. Kansi was hustling. Even, and I hate to say it because I like the guy and he's one of your favorite players, I saw Antoine Winfield terribly make a missed tackle. Terribly took himself out of position.
That's very atypical for him.
Yeah, it was just a poor game all around by the defense.
Now, Lee, we have to put it in some context. We can't make excuses for this defensive effort, Doug. However, the Ravens have been ripping it up. They got a hell of an offense.
Like you said, they're hot.
They're hot.
Todd Monken's pushing all the right buttons.
Henry just kept going. Yeah, that's what he does. He wears you down.
Yeah.
Jackson played an excellent game. His passer rating was just short of perfection. 158-1.
Not that I'm a big passer rating guy.
Yeah. So where does this leave the Bucs, Lee? Falcons are coming in 509 yards passing. Oof. In Atlanta. Bowles, I thought the Bucs got burned quite a few times by their blitz. I thought they were very aggressive with their blitz.
Which worked early.
The first time it worked early, they put them down.
Mm-hmm.
They got them down.
Winfield.
Yeah. And it was a full blitz. I mean, very aggressive. But I think they also did the same blitz on that play that I'm carping about. When the running back on second and 18,
yeah.
Second and goal from the 18, you cannot allow that guy to score down the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he went into the corner of the end zone and caught the pass.
Yeah.
He caught a 3-yard pass and ran 15 yards. You don't see that very often, Leon.
No.
On second and goal from the 18.
If you're the defense, you like that situation.
If you're a Ravens fan, you really like what's going on with Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
But now there's real questions about what's going on in Tampa.
Well,
and now you may not have the offense to keep up with a defense that is suddenly riddled with question marks.
The problems with the Bucs right now are twofold. Actually, threefold, but two of them are related. Without Evans or Godwin, it looks as though the defense is going to have to carry this team. I don't think the defense is capable of carrying their own water. Forget carrying the team. That's number one. Number two, we're going to find out something about Todd Bowles in the next 6 weeks. Good coaches are able to find a way. Can Bowles find a way? We're going to find out between now and Thanksgiving how good of a coach Todd Bowles is.
Can Light find a wide receiver that's available?
Hell, he can't even find a defensive end. Forget a wide receiver.
Now, Lee, you're not going to like this, but I think it makes a little bit of sense. Here come the Falcons, 4-3. Bucks 4-3. You don't want to get swept by the Falcons. I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah.
In terms of tiebreakers, that's a problem. All right. So how are you going to win this game? Run the football. They ran it well in Atlanta, Lee.
Well,
they ran it well in Atlanta.
One of the reasons why I'm a big believer in throwing the ball is because the Bucks have superior weapons. Well, those are gone now. Now your strength is running the ball, believe it or not. Can they do it? We shall see.
You think the Falcons' defensive strategy is cram a line of scrimmage? Dare Mayfield to throw?
Not just that. Last week, Liam Cohen said he's still looking for that number three receiver.
You mean Liam Cohen who stiffed me in the locker room?
Well, he wasn't the only one who didn't want to talk. And I don't know if you want to mention the guy's name, but a star player who's one of the most cooperative around didn't want to talk. So I can sort of understand. I sort of get it. And by the way, that's the first time I think Cohen ever declined comment to anybody. As you said, stiffed. I don't want to call it stiff, but declined comment.
Declined.
But Liam Cohen last week said he's still looking for the number three receiver, and part of the search is he's got to trust him. Well, now you're not looking for a number three receiver. You're looking for a number one and a number two. So if he doesn't have a number three receiver, I don't know what's he going to do without Godwin or without Evans.
Lee, we would be remiss in this post-game podcast, and we're dwelling on, you know, look, they took a beating, so we're going to, you know, dwell on the things we need to dwell on. However, Kate Otten had a nice game.
I don't know, but
and deserves credit.
I don't know about nice, but in the words of Mike Ditka, he got the snot knocked out of him. And he kept bouncing up, ready for more. That was very impressive. Because he's not a physical guy. He got the crap beat out of him.
He showed his competitive nature tonight.
He showed his stamina, competitive nature. There's another word I can't think of right now, but resilience.
Moxie?
Well, that's Baker. But resilience, I would say. Because he got hammered, man. The Ravens are from the big boy division, NFC North, where they play physical football. Tomlin. The Browns, even though they stink, they can bring it. Cincinnati can bring it. That may be the most physical division in the NFL.
And you got the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And the Baltimore showed why they were physical and how to play physical. And it looked like the guy who took the brunt of it was Kate Otten. And son of a gun, didn't he bounced up every time.
Who got him? Roquan Smith?
He got him once. Yes. Splattered him.
Yes, splattered.
And I was waiting for the stretcher. Forget the cart. I was waiting for the stretcher to come out. And he bounced right back up. He sucked it up. And guy's got heart. So that's another guy that had heart. Here's what, real quick about the offense. They're going to have to lean on the run. Because I don't think they can throw it anymore. Right now, who's their best receiver? I got an idea.
I want to say Kate Otten.
Yes, that's exactly. He's our best receiver right now.
He's dependable.
He's dependable. Yeah. You know, he's overall big ballpark picture. He's an average tight end, I think. That's not a knock. I think he's average. But right now, he's the best the Bucs have. I don't know, but I like Sterling Shepard, but apparently Cohen doesn't trust him enough yet. And he obviously, McMillan, the book is still out. And Trey Palmer, please show up.
And when did these injuries happen, Lee? Right going into the teeth of the schedule. Atlanta, Kansas City,
and San Francisco. I'll tell you what I saw in the locker room after the game. You and I were in the tunnel. And we were talking about Godwin's family. And I kind of jogged along with him, you know, hoping I could get to see Chris.
I've never seen you move that fast, the Kemper.
Well, you never see when they call free beer. And I guess the exam room, the x-ray room, is off to the side and it's off limits, so I couldn't get back in there. But they were shook up. That was one thing I saw. But the players and the coaches coming off the field and the tunnel to the locker room, they looked like they were leaving the church after the funeral, getting ready to go to the cemetery.
Ooh.
They look so glum. Bowles, just his head was hanging down, and he was moving real slow.
And, of course, Lee. Now they got a short week. On top of everything.
That's probably a good thing. Get their minds off it. Not dwell. You know, they got to focus on tasks.
I'm not going to underestimate this team, Lee. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say that they can't bounce back from this.
I'm not saying they can't, but there's doubt in my mind after tonight.
That bye week can't get there fast enough, Lee. Not fast enough.
I will confess, I bet against the Bucs. Because up until this week, they've been up and down. They have a good game, bad game. Good game, bad game.
You were worried about that bet when it was 10-0 Tampa. You were concerned.
I wasn't worried because I only bet $5. So I was going to make a hell of a lot more money than they won. They're just inconsistent. And they look so bad after looking good in the first quarter. I don't know what to think. Also, the locker room, that cleared out really quick. By the time you got done with Bulls post-game press conference, there's what, 8 guys left? I'm shocked at the guy who didn't want to talk to you. Very shocked. I was right there when Liam Cohen said no, and he walked right by. It was a very glum, very depressed, very sullen locker room. And the coaches, they looked like they got hit by a car. They were stunned.
I think they realized that these injuries are serious. That's what it is. It dawned on them. This is not a pinky, you know, that you put a cast on or something.
Or cut off if you're running a lot.
There you go. So Lee, we'll be back later in the week. But I'm not giving up on this Buck team.
No, but there's significant reason for concern,
I would say. There is.
All right, Ira, thank you very much.
All right, Ira and Lee, good job. Thanks again, Bucks fans, for listening. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Podcast Addict. Listen at joebucksfan.com. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. BillCurryFord.com. Start shopping today. And our friends at Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Be prepared before you even have a disaster. Get there now. Florida's Elite Restoration.com.